we'll have to figure out if there's some way we can't get that turned up just a little bit more.
I don't think he's talking into it, is he?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, there he is. Cookie's got it. Yeah, Cookie's got it locked in down there. See, this is one of the cool parts about doing live radio. You just don't know who's going to pop in at any given moment. One of my favorite memories about Carlos Cookie Carrasco, I want to say he was 17, and he was pitching for the Lakewood Blue Claws in the South Atlantic League way, way, way back when in my days with the West Virginia Power.
2006.
You guys won the whole thing that year. Cookie, you remember that year?
Yeah, I remember that.
You guys had two studs on that staff, one of those being yourself. You also was Maloney, right? Was it Matt Maloney?
Mike Maloney and Josh Altman.
Josh Altman. I forgot all about Altman. That was a star-studded cast. Well, Cookie, thanks for joining us, man. How are you down there?
I'm really good. I just saw this microphone here, so something free, so I just want to play around a little bit.
Well, yeah, can
I understand? They hear the whole conversation about the chili, so I hope I can try a little bit in that.
Yeah, no kidding. You a big chili fan?
Yes.
Who's not, right?
All right. They can send it here to the stadium, so.
You make your own chili?
Sometime. Actually, I eat it today. We had it today here.
It's very a little, nice. Little warm for chili today, don't you think?
That's fine. Sometime. Sometime it's good, so we got it today.
Hey, we got to ask you about the mini Cleveland team. Joel Hammond joined us earlier. He was telling us all about the Cleveland mini team. And, of course, you're at the forefront of all of this. Do you have a favorite on that Cleveland mini team? I mean, besides yourself, of course, but of all the other mini Cleveland team members, who were some of your favorites?
Oh, my God. I think we made 25 guys, I think, and that we need to make three more. But I think my two favorites are Roberto Perez, then Tito Francona we just did last week in Anaheim.
Cookie, where do you find out you have the talent to do something like that? Has this been something you've been working on for a while?
Actually, I have five kids at home, so in the season I just do a lot of homework.
Wow.
And that's what I learned from there. And I just started, I think before the All-Star break, I just grabbed a baseball, and I just started Peter Lauer everything. Then kind of Bauer came to me, hey, what are you doing over there? We're playing right now. Yeah, but it's 11-2, so we win it right now. So let's try to do something different. And that we ended up making Jose Ramirez, and then we start from there.
Carlos Cookie Carrasco is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're coming at you live from Progressive Field here in downtown Cleveland today. Cookie, how did this all start? You mentioned you guys were just kind of messing around with the baseballs down there. I guess there are also rules with this too, right?
Oh, yes, yes. We have to have a lead or win the game, something like that, and that we have to respect our teammates. Pretty much our coaching staff too, so Tito Francona. And before we start doing something, so we just kind of let them know the players we're going to mayhem so they can we can be on the same page. But at the same time, we respect the game.
As you guys gear up for this postseason run, and I know right now you guys still have five games left, but as you guys gear up for this postseason run, what's kind of going through your mind throughout the rest of this homestand as you guys prepare for that first game of the postseason next Thursday?
Yes, actually everyone talking about that that game, you know. But on myself, I never pitched one of those. I didn't pitch in 2013 and last year because of my injury. But this year is going to be a little bit different. I just kind of talked to those guys who pitched last year. What is the feeling for pitching on the postseason? And they say it's the same game. Just don't get too much with the, you know, it's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of noise. But you're going to pass that. As soon as you throw the first pitch, the game is yours. So right now we got five games left. I just want to finish the season strong, and really, I don't want to start thinking about on postseason. Just want to finish this the regular season, and that we can start working on it on that. So I think it's gonna be really excited.
I want to cut you loose on this question here, Cookie Boy. Going back to that 22-game winning streak, you know, we've talked a lot about how, you know, that's just so incredible. It's history. I mean, you could live for another 100 years and never see anything even remotely close to that again. As you look back at that now and you reflect on that 22-game winning streak, is there a moment or maybe there are two moments in there that really stand out in your mind during that streak?
To be honest with you, no. We win each game. We play hard, and then we got those 22 games. Actually, last year we got 14, and we said, wow, we won 14 games. And this year, when we get to 14, oh, what's going to happen next? and that we ended up to 22, almost 23, but we lost that game of 4-3. But you know what? It's something that I remember for my whole entire life. 22 games. You know, it's a lot. This is for American League, because nationally I think it's 26, something like that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's something that I can keep in my book with my other staff too. So,
nice. Cookie, thank you so much for joining us, man. This was a lot of fun, a big surprise and a pleasant surprise. We appreciate you joining us.
No, thank you, guys. Every time when I see this here free and nobody uses it, I'm going to talk to you guys, okay?
That hey, sounds good.
You know what? Hey, when Lodi gets down there later, you just kick him out. Tell him you got it under control.
Exactly. All right, I got it.
Cookie, thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.
All righty.
How cool is that?
That was awesome, man. See, that's why we always say, you know,